The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the last chapter of the last book of the whole Bible, Revelation chapter 22. This series or this message is being entitled The End. So join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. I want to encourage you to go take a look at our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there. As we come to this, the ending of this series in Revelation, you can go back and look at the website, click on radio programs, and you can see all of the messages in this series. There's a number of them, as we've done kind of an overview of the book of Revelation. And so at the website, you can go back and hear all of those messages and all of those programs. While you're there, I would appreciate it if you'd click on the link that says Contact Us, so that you can send us a note, tell us where you're hearing the program today, and send us an address. We'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these, and we'd love for you to have one. Now, this is just a small notebook that'll fit in a shirt pocket, easily fit into a purse or Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as prayer requests are issued, I can write them down, and then I can also go back and keep track and see where God has answered prayer over the last few weeks. So we'd love to get one of these to you, so you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. Again, click on the link that says Contact Us. Secondly, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And that, as many do, you can simply contact us through the regular mail. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, there's something I keep to forget to mention about the website, and I want to mention this very quickly. Again, at the website, considerhisword.org, there is also a link where you can contribute to our program. If you'd like to send us a gift, again, attach the note, and we'll send you the prayer journal. But you can do that through the website. Just click on the link. You'll see a little blue box there where you can help us there through the website. I need to mention that more, and I keep forgetting about it. And we do appreciate the gifts and how greatly you bless us by helping out this broadcast. So let's get to the Scripture, Revelation chapter 22. I want to start reading at verse 6. Now, this really brings us to the end of the book of Revelation, in a sense, the end of the whole Word of God. And so, some very important things here. So let's begin reading in verse 6. I just want to read a couple of verses to get us started today. So I'm in Revelation 22, beginning at verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down and worshipped before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. I think in all of the Bible, those last two words are so important. Worship God. You know, I say this to our people here on the reservation all the time. There are three entities in this world: God, people, and things. You should worship God, love people, and use things. If you get those out of order, then that's when your life begins to get messed up. Remember, worship God, love people, use things. Now, that's just a little side note. Let's get back to John. You know, John has recorded all of these things throughout the book of Revelation that we have been studying about. You know, we began with the seven churches back in chapters 2 and 3 and how John was at the Isle of Patmos and God began to speak to him, told him to speak to the seven churches. And we studied about the rapture. Now, this is not the second coming. Don't get it confused. This is the rapture described for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13 and following, where the Bible says, "The Lord will descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together to be with the Lord in the air." So we will be caught up. We'll be taken out of this world. And I believe that that rapture begins then that 7 years of tribulation that we studied. We took several weeks on the tribulation. Those 7 years of tribulation, first half will be bad, but not as bad as the second half, known as the Great Tribulation. Then we looked at the second coming and the millennial reign of Christ, that reign of over a thousand years, ending with the great white throne judgment. Then last time we looked at the New Jerusalem. Today we come to the very end of the book of Revelation. One of the things that I want to point out here is the truth of these messages as God spoke to John. The Bible said, "He said to me," verse 6, "these sayings are faithful and true." You know, the things that he wrote in Revelation are true and they're faithful. That means that God's going to carry out what he said. We can go back and look at the prophecies of the Old Testament and see where God had fulfilled every single one of them. And we have that benefit of hindsight to go back and see about the prophecies of Christ's birth and the prophecies of Israel and the regathering of Israel and all of those things. And they came to pass. And as sure as those things happened and God fulfilled his prophecies in the past years, we can be sure that he will be faithful to fulfill the prophecies that are written in this book. Do you believe it? Do you believe them? I believe we're living in the last days, and we will shortly see many, if not all, of these things come to pass. He said the message is faithful and true. It is the word of God, and God has told us the truth. He will not lie to us. He said that the Lord sent his holy prophets, sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Shortly be done means that our time is short. These things will come to pass. Now, it's really interesting. I'm going to skip this next verse for just a second. We're going to come back to it. As the Lord said, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that comes, that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." But I want you to notice, first of all, we're going to come back to that, but look at John's reaction. When he said, "I saw these things," and I think he's talking about all of the things that he had seen from the early part of the book of the rapture through all of the events of the tribulation, the judgment of God that's going to come upon the world, and all of those things. John said, "I saw them." And mistakenly, he fell down and worshiped the angel. He said, "I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things." Now, again, I want to point out that the word angel here means messenger. And so whoever it was that brought the message has been speaking to John, and John fell down at his feet to worship the angel. Well, the angel quickly corrected him, and he said, "Do it not. For I'm thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, them which keep the sayings of this book. Now, he identified himself in an incredible way, and then he told them, worship God. Now, his message was then, he told them, don't worship me, you worship God. And then he told them to don't seal up these sayings. In verse 10, he said to me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Don't seal these up. Don't hide it. These things must be shared. We must get the news out. We must get the word out. What's done will not be changed. Go down to verse 11. He said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And you know what this tells us? Is that in those last days, what's done will be done. If you refuse Christ, you will not have another opportunity. There will not be a time when God will bring you up out of the grave or bring you up from wherever you might be and say, I'll give you another chance. No, your chance is now. Your opportunity is now. You must not put off recognizing Christ as your own personal Savior, believing Him as your own Savior, putting your faith and trust in Him. He said, the time is now, because once it's done, it's done. And what's done will not be changed. I think that's one of the reasons that he's telling us the time is at hand. The day for you to be saved is now. Don't put it off. There is a song that we sing about almost persuaded. Almost persuaded. Maybe today you're just on the verge of believing. You know, I think there are some who have just totally dismissed the gospel, don't want anything to do with the gospel, just completely have thrown it away. And then there are some, like in the Old Testament, when Paul would preach or Peter would preach, there'd be some that would just totally skeptical and not want anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet there are some who would like to hear more. But you know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed even the remainder of this day. And if God should call you home today, would you be ready to meet Him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you put your faith and trust in Him? Now, in the same fashion, if you're born again, if you're saved, that's a done deal. The Bible said it's sealed. Your day of salvation, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in eternal security, that God holds us in the palm of His hand and will not let us go. And so what's done now will affect eternity. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, praise God, you have a home in heaven and you're secure in Him. Now listen, I know that there are some people who claim to be saved, who act like they're not saved. I believe you've really got to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's a done deal. Do you know Him or have you refused Him? The time is at hand. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.